So we are, there we go, we are live.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Walston. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is January 14, 2021, Thursday morning, 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda this morning. That is the Port Gamble Development Agreement, matter number 20-05874. I issue a recommendation on that. The Board of County Commissioners makes the final decision. The order of procedure on this will be as follows. We'll hear first from the Planning Department. Planning Department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open this up for public comment. Anyone who has called in from the public who wishes to testify on the proposal may do so, and then the applicant will have an opportunity to address questions which arise. And just because this is a remote hearing, I will be keeping the record open for a week just in case anyone had technical difficulty signing in, although that has not been an issue. Are there any procedural questions from any of the parties before we get started? All right, I'm not hearing anything. Mr. Smith, I see you there this morning. Are you presenting for the Planning Department? Let's see, let's unmute you. I think it sounds like you're muted. And Mr. Smith, you may need to do that yourself.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Good morning, Mr. Smith. Morning. Could you state your name for the record?
Jeff Smith.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Smith, just for the record, I've received exhibits 1 through 12, 10, 11, and 12 just came in this morning. I assume 10 is kind of the current iteration of the proposed development agreement.
Yes.
11 was a public comment, and then 12 was just a list of technical revisions.
Yes.
And I have reviewed the staff report on this, so I'm familiar with what's being proposed here.
All right. So, Amanda, if you could have the PowerPoint, it's a pretty minor one, but
sure, give me
helpful
just one
to the public.
I'll pull that up here.
Okay. I'm Jeff Smith. I'm representing the Department of Community Development. The proposal today is for the Port Gamble Development Agreement. The proposal is for the development agreement between Kitsap County and Olympic Property Group, LLC, associated with the Port Gamble redevelopment project, which includes the performance-based development, the preliminary subdivision, and shoreline substantial development permit. The associate agreement is a joint agreement used as a vesting and implementation tool to define the terms of the development, phasing, and timelines for development completion. Kitsap County Code 21.04.220 and the RCW 3670B170, which is the Regulatory Reform Act, authorizes the county and applicant to enter into a development agreements for regulation purposes. Per the Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, this is a Type 4 permit. It's a legislative permit. However, Kitsap County Code Title 21 of the above section, it authorizes the board to approve a DA after a public hearing, and the board may delegate the holding of the public hearing to the hearing examiner. The board delegated the public hearing to the hearing examiner on December 14th, 2020, and then reaffirmed the approval on January 11th, 2021. So the hearing examiner addresses the criteria in Kitsap County Code 21.04220D, and those are the criteria for approving a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. And then the staff provides background and for the proposal and preliminary land use approval for the land use proof for the performance-based development subdivision and shoreline residential development permits. Okay, so just to bring people up to speed, this the community of Port Gamble. It's in North Kitsap. It is bordered by Port Gamble Bay to the east and Hood Canal to the north. The main access to Port Gamble is State Route 104. And with that, State 104 proceeds across the bridge to Jefferson County. Change. This is a kind of enlarged vicinity map showing the community of Port Gamble, which the development agreement applies to. As you can see that the project site is also west of the Port Gamble Sklallam tribe reservation boundaries. And then again, you can see the Hood Canal Bridge change. So the property includes rural historic town commercial, rural historic town residential, and rural historic town waterfront. And this proposal also includes rural wooded and also rural residential. Port Gamble redevelopment site is approximately 318 acres in size. Includes waterfront, as we discussed. Includes forest land, which is mainly included to the south. And the town is a mix of residential and commercial land uses, and the town is designated a National Historic Landmark District. The one of the most significant areas is the 28 acres. It's a low-lying area, which includes the mill site, and that's to the northeast. Change. This is a site plan that shows the pretty much the subdivision of land, and also shows critical areas as well as identifies future road access. So reviewing the development agreement, the request is for approval of the development agreement, the vested development standards for the project period of 15 years, and that the final environmental impact statement satisfies the State Environmental Policy Act requirements. As far as the substantive sections of the development agreement, the development agreement sets forth scope of the project consistent with the permits in section one. The section two establishes the vesting to January 17th, 2013. And that would be the exception of building permits, fire codes, and fees. Section three establishes the term of the development agreement. And section five, documents the environmental impact statement was prepared for the project, and impacts and mitigation measures were accounted for and incorporated in project permits, which are the performance-based development, the shoreline substantial development permit, and the subdivision application. So the staff under the RCW 3670B170, staff found the agreement consistent with the development agreement establishing the vesting of for a term of 15 years and per Title 21. Kitsap County Code 21.0422D review criteria. The development agreement was found consistent with the Kitsap County Comprehensive Plan. There's nothing in the Comprehensive Plan that would prohibit such an agreement. It's the development agreement is consistent with the development regulations that are in place in Title 17, 16, 18, as well as 19 and 20. 22. So the agreement provides adequate mitigation of adverse impacts. A determination of non-significance was issued on December 30th on the development agreement, and no adverse impacts were identified. The appeal period ended January 13th, 2021, and to date we have not received any appeals. So the agreement reserves authority to impose new regulations to address public health and safety. So that'd be under the county's police powers. So therefore, based on the analysis in the staff report, those findings, the staff recommends approval. What I'd like to clarify is the technical revisions that the OPG submitted, Olympic Property Group LLC. One of the things that they wanted to bring to the hearing examiner's attention that they included a revision to the tax account numbers. And what they did is they did some research on those existing tax account numbers and did some refinement on that list to make sure it was accurate and reflected the actual development area.
Okay, so the correct numbers are the ones that were submitted in the exhibits that I received this morning?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. More or less just perfecting the information.
Okay, so that significantly reduced the number of parcel numbers for the tax.
Yeah. And there was since it was vested in 2013, there was other things going on during that period. That was quite a while ago. Otherwise, staff accepts those technical revisions as proposed.
And so the revised, the development agreement, the version I should be looking at would be the Exhibit 10 that came in this morning. Is that right?
Yes.
And staff's comfortable with the list of the development standards that are vested to?
Yes.
I think that, yeah, okay. And that's in Exhibit 10, Attachment C. Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions for you, Mr. Smith. I think we'll move to the applicant. Is the applicant online? Ms. Walston, I don't know if we need to bring them over, but.
Yes. Just one second here. Got Mr. Graham should be coming over momentarily. There we go. You should be able to unmute and turn your camera on, Mr. Graham. There we go. Thanks.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Graham. Are you offering legal argument today or legal argument and evidence? Should I swear you in, I guess is what I'm asking.
I'd just say we're just hitting the legal points. So
okay.
Like we did in the last go round.
Okay. Well, if you could go ahead and state your name again for the record though.
Sure. So good morning, everybody. My name is Clayton Graham. I'm land use counsel to the owner and the applicant here.
And was there anything that you wanted to add to Mr. Smith's presentation or summary of the development agreement proposal?
You know, I will have just a short summary. And again, it kind of the way we did before, we'll supplement the county's presentation just with a couple of items.
Okay.
But generally just rely on what's been said already. You know, I did want to start by addressing a brief housekeeping matter, namely the contents of the examiner's record. You know, we had seen the staff report listed exhibits 1 through 6, including a draft of the development agreement. And we just heard some discussion of exhibits 7 through 12. We haven't seen copies of any of them.
Okay.
1 through 12, we don't have.
That's important that you all see copies of everything, particularly exhibit 10, which is the revised development agreement. And the record, of course, as I mentioned earlier, will be open for a week. So if there'll be an opportunity if any corrections need to be made. But just to go through for the record, I think you said 1 through 6 is what you all had had. 7 is the staff report. 8 is just the certificate of public notice. 9 is the PowerPoint we just saw. 10 would be the revised development agreement that's been referred to earlier. 11 was a public comment on traffic speeds. And then 12 was just a list of technical revisions. Okay. So we'll just need to make sure that you all have copies of those so you can take a look and make sure if there are any corrections or anything that those are made. I did have a question for you. I didn't see a severability clause in the development agreement. I didn't know if one would make sense or not, just in case there's a provision in there that is inconsistent with some requirement or something, the rest of the development agreement stands. That was one question I had for you. And then also on SEPA, it looks like the way this works is almost like a planned action, and the way it's been set up, it is, I think, consistent with the statute in terms of how environmental review should proceed. But I also was wondering if there needed to be a sentence or two just stating something along the lines that, you know, implementing decisions can be modified to the extent necessary to resolve any legal issues, just in, so that there's, and that's kind of similar to severability clause. But those were really the two questions that I had kind of for the applicant.
Yeah, and I think that those are good questions both. And, you know, off the top, I wouldn't see any issue with including those kinds of provisions. So, you know, really as the examiner prefers, we could reconnect with the county once
yeah.
we draft.
Yeah, if you all could think about that, check in with staff, and then submit some language while the record's open, and then I can kind of take a look at that. So.
Okay, so we will make a note to do that. And I think also for the other documents, I believe we're familiar with the lion's share of the documents that the
okay.
examiner just read off. I think what we'd want to do is just make sure that, you know, we have the correct version of each one of those. So I think that we'll also just bookmark once we have a chance to get through those exhibits within the, you know, a week or however long the record will be held open, we'll file something if we have any further comment.
Okay. And, you know, actually, it might be helpful for me also to have kind of whatever the latest, like a Word version of the latest development agreement, kind of with that additional language that we just discussed. So if you can coordinate with Mr. Smith on sending a Word version over to Ms. Walston while the record's
Absolutely.
Open.
That yeah, we're happy helpful. To do that. Okay. So we'll flag that. And I guess, you know, the other general question would be, you know, we did have a larger presentation on the core land use approvals for the project back in December. And there's, of course, a large record that was submitted to the examiner.
Yeah, it's huge.
And, you know, we've kind of spared everyone the email traffic and the data slurp that would be required to resubmit those documents into this record. But we're just generally assuming the examiner could take judicial notice of what was in the December record as opposed to carrying it all forward.
Yeah, no, I think for this, it wouldn't make sense to include everything, but yes, I just heard the matter, you know, on the PBD preliminary plat. That was a fairly extensive record. And I don't think we need to kind of bring all of that material over right. into this. This is really more centered, I think, on certain vesting primarily is one of the key issues that the development agreement deals with. But if need be, yes, I think I could take judicial notice of the material that was submitted in the
Okay, great. Well, yeah, and I can offer a couple more minutes of comments if this is a good time to do it, just to provide
sure.
a supplement to what the county said. So I think really and again, I don't want to be repetitive as to what the county said. I think Mr. Smith did a good job of summarizing the key points, but really, the development agreement, even though it's in a separate hearing from the core land use approvals, it's really intended to supplement the redevelopment plan. And we think it does so in a couple important ways. You know, first would be confirmation of the SEPA reviews that apply to future build out and, you know, land use approvals over the course of the project. And really the key point is the extended vesting for the project. And, you know, as the examiner saw in the last go round, Port Gamble is not a large project, but it is a very complex project. We talked about this during our December presentation, but it really took 25 years of efforts to reposition this development. And now that we have the core land use approvals in place, it's just going to take time to build it out. We've got a 5-year vesting period under the core land use approvals that just issued. And really the key value add from our perspective, in addition to the SEPA process, is really this extended vesting period, which would extend to 15 years. So, you know, that's really the key that I wanted to highlight here. And really the approval criteria for the development agreement revolve around, you know, whether it's in the public interest for the county to enter into the development agreement. And, you know, we would just submit to the examiner that all the public benefits are attached to the project approvals as mitigation. So with a longer build out period where we can you complete all the development under the plat, the performance-based development and the shoreline permit, all those mitigation measures will be tacked onto that development and follow. So really we view it as very much in the public interest to approve the development agreement because it would allow for an orderly build out as opposed to, you know, the mad scramble that would ensue if we actually tried to get this all done in the 5-year vesting period that we have right now. So I'll briefly address the approval criteria, which were covered in the staff report, but just a couple highlights. The DA approval criteria are found in a couple places in law. One is RCW 3670B170. The other is county code. And the reference to the county code is 21.04.220. I guess to start with the state statute, we think all the criteria here are met. These criteria are more general than most, and that's just because under state law, the Board of County Commissioners has pretty broad authority to enter into development agreements, just where it's in the public interest. You know, the key requirements are that the applicant own the land within the project area. That requirement is met here. Development standards need to be addressed, vesting needs to be addressed, and then the duration of the development agreement need to be addressed as well, just under this statute. We've satisfied all those requirements just on the face of the development agreement, which is in the examiner's record as well. So another thing that the statute requires is that the county reserve the authority to apply new regulations to a project or different regulations where it's needed to preserve public health or safety. These provisions have also just been placed on the face of the development agreement. So we've really provided a draft DA that will check all of these boxes under the statute. Just turning briefly to the code criteria for these, you know, the general requirement is stated in subsection A, and that's a public interest requirement. And again, that's subsection A of KCC 21.04.220. Again, we think the mitigation measures and all the other public benefits that will flow from the project during the 15-year build-out establishes that this is definitely in the public interest to approve the development agreement. The remaining subsections of the county code just set procedural requirements and also other requirements for what terms need to be included in the DA. This is analyzed in the staff report, so I won't really repeat them here. I just did want to highlight one note regarding consistency with the code and the comprehensive plan, both of which are required under the county code. You know, I just note that, all the county's findings and the examiner's recent decision on the core land use approvals are very much relevant here. And that's just because even though the comprehensive plan doesn't directly address development agreements, this development agreement will allow this project build out, which has been, you know, analyzed and confirmed to be consistent with all the applicable comp plan goals and policies. So, I think that covers the approval criteria, and I believe Mr. Smith addressed really the reason for the technical revisions to the staff report, which we've separately filed with the examiner. These are just presented as a handful of line edits to the staff report. And I think the reason for the reduction in the tax parcel numbers has been explained. The project footprint is substantially the same, but these were cleanup edits that happened really between application and where we are today. So, you know, with that, our request is that the examiner recommend approval of the DA to the Board of County Commissioners, as the county staff have here. And we just ask that any of the relevant findings or conditions account for the technical corrections that we've offered in our filing. So unless there were further questions at this point, you know, I understand there is a public comment, which may relate to speed or traffic along Highway 104. Off the top, I'm not sure whether how this really ties into the examiner's consideration of the development agreement. However, we'll take a close look at the public comment, and if we feel the need to supplement anything, we'll just get something filed while the record is still open.
Okay.
So I think unless there were further questions, that pretty much concludes our presentation today.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Graham. No, I do not have any further questions at this time. So at this point, we'll open this up to public comment. Ms. Walston, do we have a list, or should I just call out the names? And a number of the names are probably with the applicant.
I don't have anyone. If anybody wants to speak, you could click the raise your hand icon. Okay. And we can tell that way, but otherwise we can just go through the list.
Okay, are they unmuted? So could they just speak up?
I'll have to, I can go through and I can unmute them.
Why don't you just unmute all of them? They're not too many, so I think that should be okay. Why don't we unmute everyone? And then rather than go through the list, that might be a little simpler.
Well, I have to unmute them one at a time. So.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I can do that as I call the names out, and we'll just get them both done at the same
time. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and go through the list? It's a little unwieldy, but... Mr. Furey,
I'm with the applicant.
Okay, and apologies. We're just going to go through the whole list. So, Mr. Willard.
Hello.
Good morning. Are you with the applicant, or did you wish to testify as a citizen on the proposal?
I'm with the applicant.
Okay. All right. Mr. Droz?
I'm with the applicant. I have no comments.
Okay, thank you.
I believe. Pitcher, also with the applicant.
I'm with the applicant.
Mr. Maynard?
I like the pitcher there. Is that...
He's not chiming in, but I can confirm that
he's with the applicant. Okay, yeah. All right.
Got a Mr. Hank Anderson.
I'm just an observer. I have a comment about the...
If you have a comment, let me go ahead and get you.
Not about the project, but about the access to documents about the project. I tried to look at the staff report. But the link on the website connected me instead to the notice of the hearing examination.
Oh, okay.
Not the staff report.
Otherwise, I
have no comments or concerns about this development.
Okay. I'll have Ms. Walston check that link on the website to make sure it's working. I know for me, there had to be an updated link sent to access the record. So she can check on that. And then if you have any additional questions or difficulty in accessing any of the documents, go ahead and contact Ms. Walston or Mr. Smith, but probably Ms. Walston, if she's the examiner clerk, to pull any documents.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Mr. Rose, I believe, is with the applicant also.
Okay.
Correct.
And this is Barry Morais.
Applicant.
Mr. Nettleton.
Mr. Nettleton, are you with the applicant, or are you a citizen who wanted to provide comment? Oh, he looks like he's either self-muted or
There we are. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Did you wish to provide comment? Or are you with the applicant?
Public Works Roads, and no additional questions.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And then Mr. Diener is staff. Ms. Foster, I think, is with the applicant also.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That is the list.
Everyone. Okay. All right. I do not have any other questions other than the ones I'd already raised. Is there anything further from either the applicant or from DCD?
No, not this time.
Nope, okay. Nothing here. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the record is open for a week. So I think that's what today's the 14th. So that would be 21st, 5 p.m. Any additional materials should be submitted to Ms. Walston, and she will forward those on to me. And then a recommendation will be out from me within 10 business days of that, with the Board of County Commissioners making the final decision. Any procedural questions? Nope. Okay. Ms. Walston, anything else I need to address this morning?
No, I think we covered everything.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.